Now, how many facts and features are there about your product or service that you could turn into features? Hey, listen, if you can take 6 cassette tapes, by the way, when I was done, I would add up what all these tapes were worth, and it was worth $12,000. And when I said that, I'd say, realistic, is that really true? I would get them to convince me. Yeah, in my life, I guess that's really true. I'd say, are you sure? Well, yeah, I guess it is. I said, great, well, it's $12,000. Guess what? It doesn't cost $12,000. The tapes are only $295. And guess what? Guess what? When they started to weigh things out and they're weighing the benefits over here versus the money they're giving up, now you say, come on, Tony, people are not that silly. They're going to see that this doesn't make sense. Those tapes aren't worth it. Yes, they are, because I did it systematically and I got them to show me that the benefits were there. We built it up. You need to do the same thing with each feature of your product. The problem is most salespeople do a presentation and they dump the whole load. I don't want you to do that. I'd like you to take a look at taking one feature at a time and drop another sack on the lever. And you know what? If you drop enough of them, and here's the lever, and over here is a reason for not buying, and over here are all these reasons why they should, pretty soon it's like you'll catapult the reason not to buy it right off. And all of a sudden you'll find yourself in this particular place where, sure enough, you're putting more and more on this side. It's lifting them up, and now they're ready to buy. That's really what we're going for. So I have an assignment for you, and the assignment is this. I want you to take and come up with a sack full of units of conviction, things that you're already prepared to go with any person you can immediately give them as a way to convince themselves to have the conviction that this is something they really should buy, that they're justified in buying this, that they'll get much more than what they're having to give up to get it. And what we want you to do is sit down, and I want you to come up with a dozen units of conviction, 12 of them. We're going to sit down and come up with a claim you can make about a feature or fact about your product, back it up with a fact, which means to you benefit, which means to you benefit, some evidence you can back it up with, know what to ask, and be able to ask a closing question. Those 7 steps, so that by the time you're done, they have committed that these benefits are real for them. And you know you got another sack on there, and if you just keep adding those, pretty soon you're going to have a person where they're absolutely convinced. So this is one way of doing it. The other way, of course, what we've talked about is having that congruency within yourself so that these words come through. Because you got to remember that what you say is not going to convince people anyway. How you say it. But the problem is most salespeople are thinking about what to say still and not how to say it. The reason I want you to do this exercise is if you have, say, a dozen little formulas of facts about your product with 2 features to back it up and a closing question behind it so that they're committed that there's real value there, if you've got a dozen of them, how would you feel walking into meetings now with customers? How would you feel when they started to kind of waver and not be convinced? All you do is reach in your bag and say, oh, okay, let me just give them another reason to buy. Another reason to buy now that links to benefits that they really, really want and need, and get them to tell me that it's absolutely true. Does this make sense to you? Yeah. Great, then let's go for it right now. Let's take a few minutes, and when you come back, we're going to talk about this idea of test closing, because I know it isn't 100% clear yet. It's not meant to be. When you come back, though, we're going to use test closes in a way that'll take away your fear of the word no. So go do your job and hurry back. I'll see you in a few minutes. So to make certain you get all the value you can out of units of conviction, it's critically important you take the time to really memorize these. That is, the ones you've designed now, you've got to commit to memory and have them be automatic. Well, you cannot just deliver them because you know what to say, but you've actually practiced how to say it with conviction, with power. The whole idea of this is for you to be able to have any person who starts to give you reasons not to buy, and where you can immediately create a new balance. That is, take some of these ideas out and drop them down on your side of why they should buy now and really be able to deliver it in a way where they believe you. Now, to take the units of conviction one more time and create maybe a more clear picture in your head, take a look over here. What I've done is I've looked at a unit of conviction and consider it like a bag, like we've done over here. And it has 7 elements within the bag. The primary element is the claim that you're making. You're making a big fat or a little fat claim. The difference between a big fat claim and a little fat claim is a big claim is like something that changed their whole life. A little claim might be about how one particular feature or fact about your product would benefit them. So you make your claim, then you say because, and you give them a fact. Then you go to step 3, which is which means to you, and you tell them a benefit. Go to step 4, and the real benefit to you is, and you hammer home an even stronger emotional benefit. This one may be more logical. This might be a logical reason to buy now. This is more likely going to be urban, emotional reasons for them to buy right now that really get them at the gut level. And, of course, benefits that they really want, not benefits that you just traditionally sell. Make sure that everything you're relating to them is based on what you've learned in the step where you've really qualified them. Next step, step five, support your claims with a simple amount of evidence. You don't have to back it up forever. Just give them the idea of what the evidence is. Most people try and prove something that somebody doesn't even doubt in the first place. Step six, get permission. And again, you'll want to memorize this phrase, so instead of rambling through it, my purpose of this time is to get your answers to a few questions. It's real important to deliver it that exact way, so you'll need to rehearse that. Is that okay? You get permission to probe. And then you come and you do step seven, and this is the difference between what you've learned in the past. You do a test close, an opinion-asking question that by answering it, though, they're making a commitment to you, and they're saying, yes, I have conviction that the feature you've mentioned really is going to benefit me. In other words, I feel like, yes, you've put another one on this side, and I've got more reasons to buy now. Because it's the whole purpose of this step. Creating conviction is the whole idea is to get someone convinced, where they have conviction that this is something they can justify buying. This is something they should do. You need to give them conviction that they have a problem. You need to help reinforce the fact that right now there's something they really want that they're not getting, or there's something they really need and they're not getting it. Or there's something that's possible and it's not there. So you need to reinforce that conviction and that it's logically your product can solve that problem.